This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. The new Medicare prescription drug plan. It's only 2 months old, but already patients and pharmacists, many of them, say they've had difficulty. A particular problem is what's called prior authorization. A physician must justify to an insurance plan why a patient needs a particular medication. NPR's Joanne Stilberner has this story about a doctor and patient caught up in the process.
66-year-old Pearl Blair of Madison, Tennessee, has an autoimmune disease and rheumatoid arthritis. She used to get prescription drugs through her state pension plan. That stopped January 1st, when the new Medicare Part D drug program began. Blair thought she was ready. Last November, she spent hours on the phone with Medicare, signing up for a Part D plan.
And in fact, they tell me I can use it as of January 1st, so I went to get my medicine. All the medicine that I needed, but these two, they wouldn't approve.
These two were methotrexate and Imuran.
Well, when I went in, it said that I had to have prior authorization. Okay.
Prior authorization means her doctor, David Knapp, has to assure Blair's prescription drug plan that she needs the drugs. Knapp was happy to help his patient, but not happy about the situation that came in with the new Medicare program.
Now we have our most commonly used ordinary standard treatment for rheumatoid arthritis, which is methotrexate. All of a sudden, we have hundreds of patients who now have to have a prior authorization to receive a drug that is standard operating procedure for 25 years to treat rheumatoid arthritis.
Knapp says he spends about an hour and a half a day pulling information together for his billing clerk.
We have to chase down the patient and chase down the insurance company. Then we cannot get a form that we could submit. There is no universal form, and there is no form anyhow. We have to wait on hold, and it's totally inappropriate for this particular standard medication.
Knapp's billing clerk says she spent up to a couple of hours on the phone with individual insurers working on prior authorizations. Knapp wrote several letters to Blair's insurer. Eventually, he got the drugs covered, and at the end of January, Blair was finally able to fill her prescription. A spokeswoman with the American College of Rheumatology says the organization has gotten hundreds of complaints from rheumatologists about the situation. This particular pre-authorization problem should clear up soon, says Dr. Jeffrey Kelman. He's the chief medical officer with the Center for Beneficiary Choices at Medicare. The problem with methotrexate is the same drug is used for cancer, and when it's for cancer, it's paid for under a different program.
We've been asking the physicians to go through a slightly different process when the prescription is written.
Medicare sent letters earlier this month to physician groups, pharmacies, and insurers asking doctors to write down the arthritis diagnosis on methotrexate prescriptions and asking insurers to drop the prior authorization requirement when the drug is for arthritis. Kelman's hopeful the letter will help patients and doctors who call into Medicare or insurers with methotrexate questions.
If we can eliminate this problem, there'll be fewer calls and presumably much more timely responses because the system won't be overwhelmed.
But the system is likely to still be busy with other prior authorization issues. Many plans require doctors to prove that a patient has Alzheimer's before they'll approve a prescription for it. The same with some drugs for osteoporosis and certain other conditions. Joanne Stilberner, NPR News.